you look at the Big Ten Network, for example, and the replays of players, the use of their images on tickets, things like that, this ruling permits schools to compensate players for the use of those likeness and images up to $5,000. So it says that the NCAA cannot cap compensation. There is a very explicit rule against pay for players. This abolishes that rule, or has the effect of abolishing the rule, not for the services provided by those players, but for the use of their photo, TV, rerun, things like that.
Yeah, there's a big distinction here, because I've even seen other coverage that makes it sound too much like they're paying the players.
Right. Now, there is a lawsuit that was filed earlier this year that goes to the core of it, which is, in so many words, you have a professional football operation, and you're making a lot of money off of it, and you have a rule that prohibits players from receiving any pay for their athletic labor or athletic services. That's a different lawsuit. This is a lawsuit that grows out of the use of a likeness of a basketball player, but also football players, for video games. That's one element of it. But the more prominent element, more recently, is the use of these images on these conference networks. They run 24/7 and a lot of football and basketball content. So it applies more directly to that kind of situation.
And why $5,000?
That is a great question. Okay, so in my judgment, that limit is just as arbitrary as a $0 limit. So where it came from was testimony at this lengthy trial before Judge Wilkin, and the subject came up, if there was a finding of a violation, what would be an appropriate remedy? And more than one witness used the term at least several thousand dollars. So that's where it came from. So I think it comes from a combination of testimony at the trial and a settlement which sort of establishes some market value for the use of these publicity rights. Be that as it may, the decision written by Judge Wilkin, it is thoughtful, it is balanced, but it can be criticized on several grounds and appealed, and one grounds would be, why $5,000 and not $10,000 or $15,000 or $2,000? It has a legislative quality.
What if you tie this in with the decision made by the NCAA last week that as of the 2015-2016 season, schools in the top five conferences, including the Big Ten, they can provide more funding for athletes, including their scholarships, health care, etc.?
These events are related indirectly. So it's an area where Congress could actually legislate, but they don't have the will to do so, nor the ability to agree on much of anything, let alone NCAA sports. You could have collective bargaining as a solution. That is a possibility with the Northwestern case, but the labor laws only apply to private institutions, and so few of the NCAA Division I schools are private that any talk of unionization is not practical, because most schools, even if the players wanted to unionize, they don't have a labor law that allows them to do so. So what is developing is a mixture of lawsuits that pick off a topic. It could be concussions, it could be pay for use of your image, it could be pay for your athletic services. And in a piecemeal way, we have litigation prodding the NCAA to make necessary reforms. So you have a confluence of these court decisions, NCAA pressure, even from the conferences, to alter their practices. And slowly, the climate is moving forward, so to speak, and players are getting more pay relative to what they're giving back to their schools.